In today's episode, we are talking about slaying your giants, because you are going to need to not only face them, but slay them, kill them dead, if you are going to achieve not only what God wants you to achieve, because he already believes in us, but what you have desired for your own life. We're getting into it in today's podcast. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode from She Launches Podcast, where we're talking to women all over the world who want to do something on this side of heaven for themselves, their family, and their business. And today we are talking about slaying your giants, overcoming the biggest barriers in your business journey. That's a lot of B's in there, right? We're talking about it today because I know that giants are there. And sometimes the giants that we have to slay are giants that are in our own thinking. My Lord and my God, there are things that we may have, you know, put there for a lot of reasons. There may be things that have come up again from time to time. Maybe we thought that we had a particular giant slayed, and then come to find out that giant was just in the background somewhere. I hate when that happens, but it happens to the best of us. But how do we keep going? What do we need to do? So what are these barriers? We are talking about that today. I want to make sure that I remind you to go over to shelaunchesit.com. Leave me a message there. Check out some of the free trainings that I have. Connect with me. All the things that you need to do is right there. And I'm asking you to make sure you leave me a message, because I want to read it on the air. I want to know what you're thinking. I actually think I'm going to do a contest here coming up pretty soon, but we're going to wait for that. But want to just continue to make sure that I am pouring out as much as I can, much as I'm thinking, much as I believe that you guys need. But on the other end, you can tell me what you need and I can make sure I can do that as well. But I have some wonderful things that I'm thinking of, wonderful things I'm thinking about at the time of this recording for my next 10 weeks. And I'm really, really excited about that. So nevertheless, we are talking about being able to slay your giants, overcoming the biggest barriers in your business. You know, we face a lot of stuff. I'm trying to think of, like, right here on the fly, what are some of the things that I face, right? What are some of the barriers that I face? You know, I think that for me, there's always barriers, right? There's always better. One of the barriers right now that I have is my health is a barrier, because as hard as I want to go, my health is just not wanting to always work with me, with this chronic fatigue syndrome I have. And so that becomes a barrier at times. My own thinking is a barrier at times because I have always been a person to go from 0 to 1,000. I don't know nothing in between. I've told you guys that before. And now I have to learn how to live on medium barrier, but it's something that I have to overcome. And it is a daily challenge. It's a daily thing. It's a daily thought that's either present in my conscious mind or they're lurking in my subconscious. So we all have barriers that we have to fight, and some of them are bigger than others. And one of the things that I've actually recognized is many of the barriers that we have to face are self-inflicted, right? It can be things that, again, our own thinking of who we are, what we have done in our life, what we won't let ourselves get past, what other people won't, what we won't allow ourselves to get past based on what we think other people think about us. That'll help somebody right there, right? It's like we could make up these stories. You know, I think they're saying this about me. They're thinking this about me. And like my Sora said, what people think about you ain't none of your business, right? That'll set you free right there. Just do what it is that you're supposed to do. But we're talking about the barriers, and there really are five major barriers that often hold female entrepreneurs back. And this is discussed in a lot of places, but five major barriers that often hold female entrepreneurs back. And we're going to talk about them right here. Number one, no guidance, right? No guidance. There are a lot of us who are first generation business owners. And because we are first generation business owners, the first generation that going to college, the first generation that has, you know, taken the leap out on faith, the first generation that moved away, the first generation that's done a lot of the first, but especially in businesses, we don't have the family support or mentorship or knowledge to be able to guide us or to hire us or to take us under their wings, right? To be able to say, oh yeah, you know, I want to do this, you know, and to be able to teach them. I mean, I want to be that person or one of those people in my family, right? And because I think that's one of the surefire ways to build generational wealth, right? Is we got to have it. And, you know, we got to be the ones that start it. And then we have to bring on the next generation and teach them how to do it, right? And there are a lot of complexities to starting and growing a business. And sometimes without knowing when to point things out, right? Not knowing the pitfalls that are going to come, not knowing the direction you're supposed to go, it can really be challenging. You can start and stop a lot. You cannot know which of the many things you should take on. You should be doing first or second or third, you know, not having the right plan. So the lack of guidance is absolutely a giant we have to slay. And I think that one of the things that we have to do, and this is just kind of dropping in my spirit right now as I'm saying this, is that I think that we may have to come together more and talk first generation business owners, right? Come together more so that we can be talking about how we can come together to support one another. That, you know, God is speaking to me about that right now. There may be something that I really want to look at doing with that. Having some conferences or having some learning opportunities for first generation business owners, because again, we can do more together than we can by ourselves. So that's number one. Number two is fear. Fear, I alluded to this a little while ago, but fear can stem from a lot of the past experiences that we've had, or fear can stem from the unknown, right? You don't know. It really is. When you're starting a business and you're going in a direction that nobody in your family has done before, right? It can be, you're launching into the unknown, and perhaps you've gotten some coaches or consultants to be able to help you. Maybe you've taken some courses, but it's still a lot of the unknown, right? You have to start out with what you don't know before you can get to what you do. And it can be a significant barrier. And what can happen is it can manifest itself as fear of failure, fear of judgment, or even fear of success. Woo, that's a big one. Did you think about that? Even fear of success can really prevent us as women from taking some of the necessary steps to start and grow our business. So it's just not fear of past experiences. It's the unknown. It's judgment. It's that thing. I've tried something. You know, you might be one of those serial starters that you started this and then you're trying something else and you're trying something else. But the reality is you keep trying. And I encourage you to stay in the game, because sometimes we just don't know. We don't have, again, the right supports to be able to do what it is we need to do. And then that fear can begin to grip us and hinder us from where it is we need to go. Now, watch this. Some of us can have a combination of some of these, right? Because the first one I talked about, you might have no guidance and you might have some fear lurking, right? And that's just the first two. And that can even make it more challenging for us as female entrepreneurs who want to go out and get their business going. We are talking about slaying the giants, overcoming the barriers. Like, what are some of the things we do to, what are some of the things that we need to do, right? What are you thinking about so far with what I'm saying, right? Because I'm really asking myself, how do I begin to slay these giants, right? Because I think that that's something that's going to be important for us as we continue to move forward, right? And it's not always easy. Right. It's not always easy, especially if you have a lot of things that you are hindered by. Like, I'm like, what if I have all of these? What if we get to the end of this list and you realize you have all of these? Right. How do I begin? Where do I begin? Right. So I'm thinking about that even as I'm talking, like, where do I begin? I have some answers for you, but I'm thinking about it really like deep in my spirit as well. So number three is personal insecurity. So number one, we had no guidance. Then we have fear. Then we have personal insecurities, right? Doubt about our own abilities, doubt about my expertise. Like, do I need another certification? Do I need more guidance? Do I need more time? Do I need more certifications? Right. And if it's not that, it's how others will perceive us can keep us from sharing our message and being fully committed to our business ventures, right? They can be some huge, huge, huge hurdles that really slow us down, impede us, have us not moving in the light or in the way that God would have us to move, is because we get into our own thinking so much. And we begin to think about many of our personal insecurities, and it just is a giant that we have to slay, right? This number four I've talked about before, shiny object syndrome. My goodness, chasing new ideas or opportunities without sticking to one long enough to see results, right? So how long is long enough? Long enough? One of the things that I've learned is that you need to give yourself a year or two easily. Right. Now, there could be some, in air quotes, depends on that. But I think that much of the time we are quitting things long before we should. And the reality is, I'm not talking about a bad idea. Right. Like, if you're heading down the pathway and you get some guidance and a mentor who's done what you've done, been where you've been, and say, stop that right there. Like, that's wise advice. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when we, you know, and I'm talking about this because I've been guilty of it. Like, you're starting down a path and then a new opportunity comes up or a new thought comes up. Oh, let me try this. And you just haven't stuck to it long enough. Right. If you find that you have found something that you love and that you want to do and that you want to learn from, I'm encouraging you to stick with it. Give yourself a year, give yourself 2 years so that you can learn and grow. Because when we're looking at many of these gurus that we're following and maybe giving money to that have been successful, you know why? Because they've stuck it out. They've done it. They've been in the trenches. They have the story. They have the scars, the battle wounds, right? Because they stuck to it, right? And so that shiny object syndrome has to be something that you challenge yourself with. And so one of the things that I've done, even for myself, as I said, I'm not looking left or right for a year, 2 years, right? Another thing I've done is I've gotten some other people. Again, I'm giving some of the ways we can overcome this one in particular, but I've even had some of my folks that I've said, don't let me do this. When I start saying this, you already know, don't let me do it. No matter how good I make it sound, no matter this, because we are our own worst enemies at times. I can argue myself out of a paper bag. I don't know what y'all are talking about. Like, I can talk my way out of one. And I know that I am sometimes my my own worst enemy, because I will want to shift gears quickly when I don't really have this. This idea isn't really, you know, ingrained to what I need to be sticking to. And that's that shiny object syndrome. So that's number four. And number five, again, I talked about this, previous failures, right? Past ventures that we did, you know, you're a serialpreneur and you've tried this and tried that and tried this and tried that. And you just haven't made the money or the traction that you've wanted. You've lost money. You've wasted time. It's emotional, right? It's wearing on you, right? And you give it your all, right? You harden the paint. But I really want you to also ask yourself, how long did you stick to that? Now, again, there could be some things that you stuck to for a long time. Sometimes we didn't have the right direction we should have gone. I found that sometimes we're in the wrong season, right? And there's just some things we have to do, but that doesn't mean that those previous failures don't stick in your mind. They stick out like a sore thumb, and they can make you hesitate. Now, a person like myself, the money, hey, it's a rites of passage to me. The money that I've spent, it was just part of my learning. I spent money to go to college. I spent money for my master's degrees. I spent money for my doctorate. I'm gonna spend money to learn my business, right? So to me, I personally don't allow it to kind of think about it. I don't think about it like financial losses. I think about it as an investment. And I don't think about it as a waste of time, because I'm learning something. I think that everything that I've tried over probably the last 10, 15 years, everything that I've done, I've been able to glean something from it, right? And so therefore, I don't do that. But there are many of us, many, many, many of us that do that, right? We think about things so much so that they hinder us. So what do we do when we may be hampered with, you know, more than one of these giants on this list that I have? How do we overcome some of this? So here's one of the things. So if we don't have any guidance, we got to seek some mentors. And you guys, you got to ask people. It's like closing a sale. You got to ask people for the sale. You got to have a call to action. You got to ask people to mentor you. You have to seek out a coach if that's what you need. Seek out a consultant if that's what you need. Get into the right types of group, entrepreneur groups or networking groups, right? Seek some of the online forums where there's experienced women sharing knowledge, right? And don't be like me sometimes. You walk in, it's like, I want to learn, and you end up trying to teach. Don't do that. Don't do that. Go in there to learn. Go in there to soak things up, right? Find some educational resources. There's a lot of educational resources out there. And one of the things that I've learned about myself is because I am a coach and a consultant, I find that I am pouring out a lot more than I'm taking in at times. And I have learned that I have to be intentional about pouring back into myself. I have to be intentional about if I'm reading particular books or taking courses or going to onto workshops, right? I have to be intentional about listening to people who are free and for fee, that are saying things that's pouring into me, right? Because that guidance can be like, you don't, it's not always where you need it to be, or is it in the right season? So that's something that you can do. If you have some fears, number two, we were talking about, if you have some fears, the way to slay that giant is you gotta acknowledge it, right? You really gotta acknowledge it. And then, because you can't fix what you won't face. That might set somebody free right there. You cannot fix what you cannot face. You cannot fix what you don't give to God, because he already knows anyway. Right? So all of these steps we can go to the Father in prayer about helping us with, right? I'm going to be transparent really quickly. I was doing something with tithes the other day. And I was also doing something with wanting to send someone some funds, some money. And I am one of those that, like my pastor say, tithes wasn't always easy for me, right? He was always, you know, he said that, especially in his yesteryears, right? But because it's like, when you don't have enough, you want to hold on to it. And when you have, so you don't have enough, so it's like, ooh, I can't put this in church. Or if you have a lot and it's a big number, you're like, ooh, that's a big number. And it's like, I want to just be in that sweet spot. Then I said, the devil is a liar. Did you hear that foolery? I just want to stay in the sweet spot where it's not too much or not too little. The devil is a liar. I hope to be able to write my first $1 million check for tithes, or you know, I don't write checks no more, but put it in the offering, because I want that to be a blessing for me. And then, you know, there are some people who are able to give a lot more freely, give their money a lot more freely. You know, there are just some people that are, it's easy for them. Some of us, it's a bit harder to do, right? And so I was just kind of reflecting on that a little bit. And it's I had to acknowledge it and address it first, right? I had to acknowledge where I was. And maybe that's a little bit of an example that's maybe, you know, adjacent to what we're talking to, but it still makes sense nevertheless, right? And we really have to, I think, also be able to talk to ourselves, talk to yourself out loud. Sometimes one of the things I learned a long time ago is, our minds are so powerful that staying in your mind all the time is not always a good place. I speak for myself. It's not always a good place. But make sure that as you're acknowledging these fears, as you're acknowledging the things that you need to overcome, say it out loud so it comes out of your mouth and into your ears. It's a different thing. It's a different thing when you start to not hear it from your thinking, but hear it from your ears. That might set somebody free right there, because those are some of the things that we can begin to overcome. Say it to other people. Get some people involved with it. Don't be ashamed, because that's what the enemy would want for us to do and to be anyway, right? Is to be ashamed. And then with that, take small steps. Right? Just take a little step to build your confidence with the fear. Just a little one. Just you know, chip away at it. A little step, just a something that's really small, not even a big deal, but celebrate that as a big deal. Just a small thing if you're dealing with fears, because that's what's going to help you to get to overcoming some of the larger fears. If we're talking about personal insecurities, we got to do some more self-reflection. We're going to have to do some personal development. We're going to have to get a support system. Those are three different things that are important for us if we're dealing with personal insecurities, right? Spend some time reflecting on your strengths and accomplishments, journaling some things. That can be helpful as well, right? We all know what personal development is, because that'll help you, and surrounding yourself with people who are going to lift you up. Listen, I'm a big fan of my people. I celebrate with them. I'll cry when they cry, but I am here for people winning like it was me, juiced, like it was my baby, like it was my grandbabies, right? Like I'm just excited for people that are winning. So sometimes you have to surround yourself with some cheerleaders that are going to be cheering you on, you know, and don't ever have a negative word to say. And even when you're not doing good, they go find a silver lining. I have one of my girls is like that. If she going to find a silver lining in it, I mean, she is a professional silver line finder, right? And I just love her for that, my girl Tina. And it's just surrounding yourself with that, right? So that's number three. Another, I'm almost done. Some of the things to do to slay that shiny object syndrome, you're gonna definitely have to set some clear goals, short term and long term, right? Because if you are setting goals for yourself, you're going to be in a place where you got to stay focused on those goals. And that's going to help you to not look to the left and look to the right. So have short-term goals as short as you need them. Having longer-term goals is helping. Also prioritizing things, right? And setting and developing some routines. That stuff is just going to help you of coming back to review where you are and what you're doing. That is absolutely going to help you to begin overcoming shiny object syndrome and getting with some people that are going to say, I'm not going to let you go back to that. As long as you're honest with me, I'm going to be honest with you and not let you go back to doing that. And then finally, number five is if we're looking at our failures, just take them as learning experiences. Just flip how you see them. Flip how they impact you. Just take it as it's all part of learning, because there is no right or wrong way to do business. There's no right or wrong. Well, there's a wrong way to do life. We're going to talk about that. There's a wrong way to do that, you know, especially if we are believers and we want to do things according to what we believe that God would have us to do. But business, there are a plethora of ways that you can do business. So you have to look at some of the things, some of the mistakes, look at how you planned it financially, because maybe some of the money is a thing that still hampers you. So you have to look at that, and you just have to build some of that resilience. Again, that's about getting with other people that are doing the thing, have been where you walk, and like, girl, we gonna keep on doing this doggone thing, right? That's what I have for you. And I want you to celebrate the wins. I want you to celebrate the wins. I want you to celebrate the small wins. And I want you to be kind to yourself, because we got to slay these top five giants if we want to win out in the world, in the marketplace, and help others see the goodness in themselves, so that hopefully they can see the God that we serve. That's what I have for you guys today. I am praying that this particular podcast was and helped you to understand some of the things you have to face, some of the things that you have to slay, so that you can grow your business to where you want to grow it, and so that God can take you to the heights that He wants you to go. That's my prayer for you today. I hope you got something good out of this podcast. If it was something that was good for you, please give me a review. Make sure that you click that like and follow and subscribe button, and make sure you share with one of your sister friends. If you had one of those to pick, share with somebody that you know will listen to it, okay? I appreciate you, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.